Welcome to another Simple Step here on the Blended Family Coaching Show. You know, for way too many years of our blending journey, I've had the tendency to focus on the negative, all the hard things we were facing that seemed insurmountable, and all the circumstances that I thought needed to change because things weren't where I'd like them to be. And then I'd become obsessed with anything I perceived as being less than perfect, from our marriage to parenting issues and functional aspects of our home and family. And these negative thoughts extended to the behaviors of my former spouse and his spouse, people and circumstances I didn't have control over, but for some reason, I believed I should be able to control. And then I'd get stuck in negative thought patterns. And these patterns hindered my ability to see anything positive that might be happening in our family. I'd miss out on the positive because I was overly focused on the negative. We often see this happening with couples that we coach. When we check in and ask how they've been doing, they'll give us a rundown of what's happened recently in their blended family. Often, they tend to gloss over something really great that's happened, like a stepchild responding positively to the step-parent, or a hopeful conversation or a problem that was resolved. But they don't tend to spend much time elaborating on the positive before they quickly change the focus to all the challenges that they're experiencing and the negative things that they see. When we ask them to go back and tell us more about that positive thing that happened, something really amazing happens. They not only realize the magnitude of that actual event, and often it's something pretty awesome, but they also get a chance to stop and celebrate their win, to acknowledge it. And celebrating wins is such an important part of the journey that can help us to avoid negative thought patterns or getting stuck in negative thought patterns. See, what I eventually realized was how much time I was spending stuck in negativity. It was really wasted time that I could have spent focused on other more productive things, like the positive movement and the wins we were also experiencing right alongside those challenges. And when I got stuck in negativity, I was really hurting myself. First, when I focused solely on all the things that I thought needed to change, I was really just chasing my own tail because at no point in time is everything going to be exactly the way I think it should be. This is an unrealistic expectation. You know, the reality is that challenges are part of life, and life can be pretty messy and imperfect, regardless of your dynamics. So expecting perfection is a defeating place to live. Now, somewhere along the way, I heard this term, imperfect progress, which we talk about a lot here on this show. But I had to learn to embrace imperfect progress if I wanted to break free from that self-destructive negativity I was stuck in. And when I got stuck in negativity, I was missing out on acknowledging and enjoying the good, positive things happening all around me, the wins our family experienced along the way. And there was plenty of wins that I failed to celebrate, which, as I look back on now, is really kind of sad. Now, my slow transformation of moving away from negativity has taught me that it's absolutely critical to acknowledge the good stuff, the things that are going well, and to celebrate the positive progress you're making, even if it's imperfect. Now, if you tend to lean towards negativity, this week, I encourage you to formulate a plan to intentionally focus on the positive progress you're making and celebrate your family's wins. Now, your plan might include scheduling a specific day or a time to pause from the busyness of life and simply acknowledge just one or two good things that have happened recently. Even if they're small, they're still significant because small things, they add up and eventually lead to bigger wins down the road. So find a time to focus on the good, acknowledge the positive things, and celebrate even the smallest of wins. Or you might try starting a gratitude journal. This is something that has helped me to intentionally stay focused on all the things I have to be thankful for. Again, even little things can boost your spirits and help you to avoid negative thought patterns. Count your blessings and celebrate what you have to be grateful for. Like me, you might just be surprised at how many things you can come up with to write in your gratitude journal. And if you struggle with chronic disappointment or striving for perfection or trying to control things that are beyond your control, this week I encourage you to listen to episode 14, which is called Three Helpful Steps to Overcome Your Perfectionistic Ideals and Disappointments. Now, this episode offers practical strategies to keep you from getting stuck in negativity, stress, and dissatisfaction, and we'll put a link to that episode in the show notes. So challenge yourself to take one action step this week toward breaking free from harmful negativity so that you can enjoy the good things, which will ultimately help you to stay motivated in facing the challenges and grateful when you experience wins in your blended family. Hey, thanks for joining me today, and we'll see you in a few weeks for another Simple Step.